A couple of new polls on the presidential race show President Bush with a significant lead. The Washington Post ABC News poll gives the president a 6-point lead over Senator Kerry among likely voters. The Pew Research Center has a new poll that shows President Bush leading Senator Kerry among registered voters by 8 points, 48 to 40. Andrew Kohut is president of the Pew Research Center and joins us, as he often does. Welcome once again.
Happy to be here.
Your poll this week shows a bigger gap, a bigger lead for President Bush than just a week or so ago. What's changed, according to your numbers?
I think what's changed is that Senator Kerry's weaknesses are more apparent to voters. This is a poll going from 46-46 2 weeks ago, then to 45-42 Bush, and now 48-40, reflects more Kerry's weaknesses than Bush's strength. Looking at the ABC Post poll, for example, we see only 37% holding a favorable view of Senator Kerry in personal terms, down from 51% in August. His personal image has really taken a licking. And the net effect of it is that even though the American public continues to be concerned about conditions and frustrated with President Bush in some respects, Senator Kerry's lack of credibility, lack of popularity, is making the race somewhat one-sided at this point.
When you say frustrated with President Bush in some respects, some pretty important respects. I mean, in terms of the war and economy, this is not a very strong president.
Exactly. Going back to the ABC Washington Post poll conducted at the same time period as ours, 50% overall approval for Bush. That's at the danger mark. 47% approved on the economy. 50% disapprove, same 47%, 50 disapprove on Iraq. These are not great numbers, but we don't see Senator Kerry able to capitalize. In our poll, for example, in early September, 52% said they had more confidence in President Bush on Iraq. That fell to 46% 2 weeks later, yet Senator Kerry's numbers remain 37% and 38%. He's just not able to reach people in a way that allows them to say, you know, I feel better about his abilities, and he just might do a better job in this area or that area. He does lead in some areas. In our poll, he leads on the economy. In fact, his margin on the economy has increased, even as Bush has moved to a more sizable lead. But it doesn't translate into, I want to vote for this man, because the public doubts about his strength of leadership and his honesty and trustworthiness are on the increase.
Explain something to me, Andy. Your poll and the Washington Post ABC News poll show roughly the same thing, a 6 to 8 point lead within margins of areas that could have been the same result almost. In their poll, the lead has shrunk to 6 points. In your poll, the lead has expanded to 8 points. You're coming at the same point from different directions. Why are polls so all over the lot?
Well, I think because there was a period in early September or the middle of September where opinion was pretty unstable. Our poll showed the lowest margin for President Bush, 1 point, which isn't really a margin. Other polls had it even. Some polls had, as Gallup, had big differences. Now they're beginning to all end up in the same lot as there's more consensus, as opinions are a little firmer. Now, what's going to happen potentially is we're going to have a debate at the end of the week, and opinions could get destabilized once again.
Is opinion about this race, is any a significant share of the electorate volatile and changing?
Well, I think the swing vote is still as high as 1 in 4 voters. That's 25 million people. Yes, the potential for change is very great, but we haven't seen in a very long time, since mid-August, any signs of increased enthusiasm for Senator Kerry. In fact, it's going in the opposite direction. The percentage of people looking at him as honest and trustworthy has declined materially.
Andrew Kohut, president of the Pew Research Center, thanks a lot for talking with us once again.
You're welcome, Robert.